For this record, he ended up using a, more often than not, he was using a Mike Lowell T-bass.
Right, yeah.
But with flat wounds on it.
Okay.
And then we went back and forth between, like, I guess half the record was done with my Tremolux, like in a 210, like a, just fully a guitar rig.
Yeah.
And then the other half of it was done with an Ashdown.
So is there anything, when you're using the Tremolux, is there anything you do to kind of bring out the more of the bottom end, or...?
Well, the we tracked everything with one of the Summit DIs as well.
Right. Okay. So that.
So like when the Tremolux, actually the bottom of the Tremolux is pretty cool though.
Yeah.
Even so, yeah. But when we were using the Tremolux, we used it mostly for growl, and then got the bottom with the
With the DI.
With the DI, yeah, and then I committed everything to one track. Like we just decided on the DI amp balance on the way in, and just ran with it. Just because I didn't feel like, you know, it's that decisions thing. It's like you just commit to it, and like that's your thing. So.
Yeah, well, I suppose that's, you know, that's the way that records were always made. You know,
yeah, before. Exactly. It's like it's not that complicated. Like,
yeah,
you plug it in and make it sound good.
Yeah, because you're kind of forced into making decisions, so you have to get it right in the first place.
Right.
So
I just don't have the patience to like change everything all the time for the entire process of a whole record.
Yeah.
Like just deferring decisions forever and ever is so hard. Oh, there is one other thing. On You Can Do Better Than Me, the bass amp on that is the Tiny Terror.
Oh, right, cool.
Yeah, that's a killer bass amp. People love to do the wrong thing with the orange amps. Like Matt Sharp from, you know, used to be in Weezer.
Yeah,
Reynolds.
Sure, yeah.
Like I recorded him this last year on the Tegan and Sarah record, and he's got a Matt amp, and it's definitely like a guitar amp.
Yeah.
And that's his bass amp. Like he plugged in his jazz bass and turned it on, and it sounded like Pinkerton. It was amazing.